Can you hear me out in the wild, wild everywhere? Hi, Kay. Let's see. Some new faces. Okay, let's see. And we've got a brand new student. I'll call you Steve number two, but what's your last initial, Steve? W. Okay, we'll call you Steve W. Okay. The way this class goes is I talk the whole time. I'm going to give you word-by-word instruction, and you're just going to do your best to follow along. Kind of listen to each word, try to move the body parts as you hear the word. They're pretty simple. The postures are challenging, but they're also accessible, and I can show you how to do less if you need to. We modify things according to how far we go, but we still try the similar or very same technique with the spine, same body part movements and contractions. So you don't have to be flexible or strong or anything. This is 99% a concentration and breathing class, all right? And then, yes, we're trying postures at the same time. All right, well, let's begin. Feet are together for the breathing exercise, and you're welcome to watch a couple of these cycles of breath, Steve W., if you need to. All right, hands underneath the chin, everybody. Interlace fingers, chin and knuckles stay together throughout the breathing exercise. You will inhale by the nose and exhale by the mouth. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift up. The control of the air is by the throat, so you hear a little bit of the air sound. Good. Now exhale slowly. Open your mouth, push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you, get a nice tight grip, and elbows touch each other. Inhale, breathing. Slowly the elbows separate and lift. At the same time, bring your chin down. Look straight ahead in the mirror. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push your chin slowly back. Exhale for the entire six counts. Elbows come together at the end. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, six, hold it. Exhale, breathing, one, push your chin, two, look back, three, four, get a nice tight grip, five, cross your thumbs, six, elbows together. Inhale, breathing, head down. Suck in your stomach and breathe in as much as you can, rib cage expanding to both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. Open your mouth pretty wide. Push your chin back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you. Elbows touch each other. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four. Take a deep breath, five, as much as possible, six. Good, Kim. Exhale, one, two, everybody chest up, three, four. The shoulders relax, five, elbows touch on six. Again, please, inhale by the throat. Great to see you, Patty. Keep the body weight to the heels, everybody. Inner thighs pressing together. Exhale, breathing, H-A. Now, push your hips just a little bit forward towards the mirror, keeping the body weight on your heels. Inhale, breathing, elbows lift, separate, and go back so the elbows end up directly over your heels. Exhale, breathing. Keep your elbows as high as possible as you bring them forward towards the mirror. Palms together, then elbows together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Both sides of the body stretch up, six. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, three. Push your head forward with the hands, five. Elbows touch, six. Again, please inhale by the throat. So make a pretty loud air sound by the throat. Exhale, breathing, H-A, also by the throat. The shoulders drop and relax completely. Elbows towards the mirror and they touch. Inhale, head down a few more in the first set. You can take a few really deep breaths. Rib cage expanding, visible. Hold it. Exhale, breathing. Now, as you bring the elbows forward, keep them up high. Try not to drop the elbows, please. They stay high away from the chest. Very good. Elbows together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Hold it. Exhale, one. Look up, two, look back, three, four, keep going, five, push out all the air, six, elbows together, one more, please. Inhale, breathing, head down. Take as deep breath as possible, rib cage expanding. Exhale, breathing, very nice. Everybody chest up, let the shoulders drop, but the elbows stay high, bring them forward towards the mirror. Exhale completely, elbows together. Good, you can change now, bring your arms down to the sides of your body. Lynn, if you want to try a couple of breaths and then sit down, that's another option if you feel like trying, okay? It's so good to see you again in here. All right, let's do second set, please. Hands underneath the chin, everybody. Chin and knuckles together. Keep a little bit of pressure between the chin and the knuckles. No sliding, no gap. All right, chest up, shoulders relax. You can swallow a couple of times. Begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows up. Keep the body weight to the heels. Keep the chin down, looking straight ahead in the mirror. Good, Steve. Exhale, breathing. Push your chin back with the knuckles. Exhale strongly for the entire six counts, elbows together. Inhale, elbows separate, lift, and come back over the heels. A little bit back, elbows, Tracy, a little bit back, elbows back. There you go. Exhale, breathing. Now the elbows come forward, but they don't drop very much. Push your head all the way back. Exhale completely. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four. Look straight ahead, five, in the mirror at yourself, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three. Look way back, four. Push the head, five, all the way back, six, elbows together. Again, please, inhale by the throat. Complete depression of the abdominal wall. Suck it in, tightening up, hold it in. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back. Everybody chest up. Elbows slowly come forward, elbows touch each other. Inhale, one. Everybody chest lifted, three, four. Breathe in more, five, six, hold it. Exhale, one. Mouth open, two, three. Look way back, four. Keep exhaling, five, all the way up until six, hold it. Inhale again, head down. Breathe in by the throat. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. Same thing. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale, elbows together. Good one, Kay. Inhale, head down. Now lift the chest. Lift and expand the rib cage. Hold it. Exhale, good elbows, Tracy. Push the head slowly back. The shoulders can drop and relax. Exhale more and more and even more. Two more in the second set. Begin, please. Inhale. Look in the mirror. The rib cage expands to both sides of the chest. Exhale. Keep the center of the chest, breastbone lifted, but the ribs squeeze in. Shoulders relax. Exhale all the way. One more. Begin, please. Inhale. Good sound, Veronica. Breathe in more. Breathe in more. Breathe in more. Hold it. Exhale. One. Push your chin. Two. Three. Look way back. Four. Suck in your stomach. Five. Try to get all the air out. Six. Change, please. Arms down to the side. It looks like we have someone, Danielle. I don't have video for you yet. If you can try to get that going, that would be wonderful. All right. Now, you can take your mask off for the postures. Good morning again. That breathing exercise is an excellent warm-up for anything you're going to do. We happen to have used it to warm up for the class. You can use it to warm up for anything. Okay, it regulates the breathing, moves the spinal cord around in its little channel there. All right, loosens up neck and shoulders. Let's begin now half moon pose. From now on in all the postures, please breathe smoothly by your nose only. All right, if you notice that you're breathing by the mouth, just close it. If you're breathing chaotically, just try to smooth it out. All right, let's begin. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Bring the maximum body weight to the heels, hips a little forward, arms back and chin up. Now suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, stretch up, go right and left a few times. Right, left, right, left, right, left. When you come up through the center, stretch up a little more. Try to touch the ceiling. You guys, I realized something yesterday. I realized this class is actually a shortcut. It seems like it's the not easy way, it's the hard way, but it is a shortcut to so many of the things that we want and need. All right, now you can come back up, stop in the middle. Keep your chin up, arms back with your ears. Body weight all the way back to the heels. You want to try to make as straight line as possible from the side view with your whole body. Now, suck in your stomach, stretch up one more time. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Come down so you create a stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Take a nice deep breath. Squeeze the palms and reach out to the right side. Lift your chin up a little bit more. And make sure you use the fingers and the grip to press the palms all the way together up to the wrists like glue. As you come down more, keep the left hip forward so both hips are in one line parallel to the mirror. Then right shoulder and rib cage, chest forward, opening up the chest, strengthening the upper back and using more of your lungs. Come down and push. Suck in your stomach, push. Reach to the right side, push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. When you inhale next, suck in your stomach, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin left side bending at the same exact time, push your hips to the right. The mirror is here for many purposes. One of them is just to realize what is each body part actually doing. You can feel it maybe, but you can also see it Come down a little more till you feel, or even if you don't feel yet a stretch on the right side of the body, come down as much as you can. Squeeze the hands, palms together up to the wrists like glue, no gap anywhere. Maximum body weight on the heels. Suck in your stomach, take a nice deep breath, reach over to the left side. Very good. Keep both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Left shoulder a little bit forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. Now squeeze the hands, palms crazy, reach all the way to the left side. Exhale, come down, push. Everybody push, hips to the right, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Backward bending is next. Nice deep breath in, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you. Now breathing smoothly during the backward bend is your number one most important thing to do. So look for the floor behind you. Bring your arms back towards your ears. Point towards what you're looking at on the wall behind you. Now take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward, push the thighs forward. Everyone, maximum body weight on the heels. Now go back, way back, more back, reach back. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, stretch up first. Suck in your stomach, bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Spine is just warming up. Once you're touching the floor, move your hips right, left by bending one knee at a time. You can bend the right knee a little bit, then the left knee, right knee, left knee. You can let the head just drop down, neck relaxed. Now you can keep your hands, when you're first starting out, you might have to keep your hands on the floor in front of you. But next step is to try to grab the heels from behind or somewhere between hands on the floor in front of you and grabbing the heels. So you can walk your hands to the outsides of the feet. Jessica, that looks great. All right. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull on your heels to stretch the body down towards the floor. If you can't grab the heels, put your hands on the floor in front of your feet and push the fingernails down into the floor. Everyone push the balls of the feet down to the floor, so hands and feet press down at whatever grip you have. Pull on the heels, push your knees back, creating a tremendous stretch all over underneath the legs. Bring your elbows towards the back wall and in towards each other. You can grab all the way behind you, Miko, with the hands. See, yes, all the way behind. Very good. Now you can squeeze elbows in towards each other. That's it. Pull on the heels, push the knees back. One day legs will be locked with upper body pressing to the legs. Change, please. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Get your grip, arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Arms down by your sides. Great. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers. Body weight to the heels, arms back, chin up. You may separate the feet, Jessica, a little bit, hip width apart, even on the side bending of half moon. Okay, inhale, stretch up and over to the right. Maybe you already were, I can't exactly see the width there. Go ahead, reach over to the right, push your hips to the left. Now, you may feel a stretch on the left side of the body, but first we have body part position, right? Body weight to the heels, arms over the head. Then you have muscle contraction, squeeze the palms. Eliminate any gap between the wrists, all right? Even just squeezing the palms, this improves the shoulders, neck, and upper back. The hands are not only the hands, all right? The hands are an extension of your neck. It's quite amazing. Push your hips to the left side of the room. So when you involve the fingers, you are immediately involving the neck. Come down a little more, keeping both hips in one line. Maximum body weight on the heels. For five, suck in your stomach. Four, reach out to the right. Three, breathing smoothly. Two, come down and push. One, inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Maximum body weight on the heels, hips forward, arms back. Everybody chin up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin left side bending. Immediately push your hips to the right. When you bend your spine, you go to a position and you hold still. And then you breathe while holding still at that new position of the spine. You've also created a new position of all of the organs in the abdominal and thoracic and pelvic areas or cavities. So thoracic, abdominal, pelvic, everything is bending with the spine. It has to, right? Come down a little more, push hips to the right. Then when you get to the position and you hold still and breathe, you're internally massaging all of those organs by your breath. For five, come down. Four, a little more weight, Jess, on the heels. Three, come down and push. Two, suck in your stomach so much, everybody. One, inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath, eyes open, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you. If that seems out of reach, look for something, point towards it, and then push your hands towards it. This will help you move the shoulders. All right, the head is all the way back, bending the neck. Push your upper body back, straightening the elbows. Try to touch the back wall. Now take a deep breath, and then exhale, hips forward, everybody. Push your stomach forward, thighs forward, maximum body weight on the heels. Just upper back is fine, Jessica. Reach back with the arms. You don't have to do too much hips forward. Just reach back, upper back, backward bending. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend the knees if needed. Hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Looks very good. All right. If you need some more warming up, bend one knee at a time, right, left, just to move the hips and pelvis around a little bit. Otherwise, you can grab the heels from the outside. Jessica grabbing outsides of the feet or even underneath the toes. Okay, make room for your everything. Pull on the heels, stretch the body down. So, stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. And then you just hold it. All right, you determine the intensity of the muscle contraction, the pulling, the stretching. Make sure the mind is following the words, and then you just do a little bit of each thing, then do a little more. You try to do as much as you can handle with normal breathing. Sometimes you'll go too far. That's okay. Pull on the heels, push your knees back, lock the knees, roll forward. Eyes open, touch your face on the shins, lock the legs. Last chance, one more. Push the knees back, lock the legs. Now bring the hands back around in front of you. Okay, in your mind, Veronica, the arms are going to come up, then the head, and then your upper back. So arms up first, head up second. Okay, arms. Wait, stay right there. Stay right there. Now just arms up, head up. Arms, head. Yeah, thank you. Good. Much better. Arms down by your sides. Got it? Great. That's okay. Awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right, everyone, 6 inches. Feet parallel to each other. All right, inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Take a deep breath, please. Exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. So stick your hips all the way out behind you until you're sitting in the chair. Looks good, Amy. Thighs parallel to the floor. Check in the mirror, maintain 6 inches all over between feet, knees, and hands. That's good, Kim. Wider knees by 1 inch. There. Now just hold it. Everyone lift your chest up. Lean your upper body way back. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Arms stay right there. Second part, go all the way up on your tiptoes. Everyone, maximum. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your whole spine. Center of the chest. Top of the head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point. In front of you, eyes don't move. And sit right down on the tops of the toes. Right away, heels up. All the way. Heels up. Knees up. Good, Yumiko, with the feet. Keep going. Big toes down, heels up, everyone. Push the big toes down, knees up. Good, Steve. Chest up, stomach, and come up higher on the tiptoes, everyone. Hips touch the chair. Hips do not go below the chair. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Arms stay there. Feet flat for a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze your knees together. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down very slowly. All the way down. All the way down until hips are just above the heels. Arms parallel to the thighs. Thighs parallel to the floor. Excellent. Keep your knees together. Push them down and forward. Chest up. That's it. Shoulders down. You got it. Now, inhale, breathing. You can do hands on the floor to get up, Jessica. Otherwise, slowly come up without leaning forward, everybody. You can try it either way. Good. All the way back up to standing. Feet together, arms down by your side. Good. Second set. How's everyone doing, Lynn? Looking good? Okay. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Feet parallel to each other. Inhale, arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted. Exhale, suck in your stomach, begin. Sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Now, check in the mirror. By the way, the mirror is neutral. The mirror is just showing you what you're bringing. So, as you practice, all right, it's just going to be more informational, less. Sometimes we have emotional and judgment things come up. The mirror doesn't have any of it. It's just showing it to us that we brought it. So it's okay. Just do body part, very neutral. Feet wide, knees wide, chest up, lean back. Try to fall down backwards. Sue, that's amazing. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice. All the way up on your tiptoes, please, maximum. Suck in your stomach, stretch the whole spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Now, focus one point. Eyes do not move. Sit right down on the tops of the toes for 10 counts. Try to get right in the chair. And then hold it for 9. Sit down, Tracy. 8, all the way. 7, heels up, knees up. 6, take a deep breath. 5, that's better. Chest up. 4, shoulders down. 3, higher on the tiptoes. 2, sit down one more inch. 1, Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there, feet flat for a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and sit down slowly. Now, the slower you go, the better you do. In so many ways. Now, in your mind, it's instantaneous that you're in the posture, but the body, just put in right now as much as you can with the correct technique. When you do the technique as intended, you will get the benefits as intended. Keep the knees together and slowly come back up. That's why we can modify the depth, because we don't change the technique. Nice, Elaine, all the way back up. Right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. I forgot to mention, Steve W., if at any point you just need to kneel down, sip some water, the main goal is just be in the room. You can watch as much as you need to, okay? Doing great. Eagle pose is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose. Suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair, body weight on the heels, upper body back a couple of inches. Now right leg lift up over the left leg as high as possible. Cross your legs each other at the thighs, twist like ropes, sit down more and put the right foot behind the left calf muscle, all five toes visible from the front view. If the foot is not wrapping yet, sit down a little lower. That means the standing knee, you bend more by bringing the hips down. As you sit down more, yes, Elaine, keep the body weight to the heel. Pull your elbows down, stomach in, upper body back at the end. Come up, please, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs close to the face but not touching it. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair. Just go as low as you can. At the beginning, upper body back a couple of inches, and left leg lift up, please, over the right leg. Good control, Patty. Yes, that's good. Now press the thighs together. Left foot goes behind the right calf muscle eventually. Everything I'm saying, all right, you go in the direction, try the right technique, and whether or not it goes all the way is not anyone's problem or business, yours or mine. You just try. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. If you want to bring the knees to the left, Nicole, just keep the right ankle pressing out and the right knee pressing to the right so you feel a little more pressure in the legs and the leg doesn't roll to the inside. Good. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Pull your elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair, please. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Stay down low. Right leg over the left, please. Good sitting down. Okay, try to keep the weight to your heels. All the way to the heels, 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 better. Okay, keep it on the heels. Like you're going to fall down backwards. Remember the first part of awkward pose where you sat way down with the feet flat? We are trying to copy that with the standing leg in eagle pose. Pull the elbows down more, chest up more. Now you just hold it, breathing smoothly, twisting arms and legs like ropes. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Last one, left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Sit down in the chair. Sarai, do you want to, your hand is here. Oh, arms were perfect. Left leg over the right. Don't move your arms. I'll help you. Okay. Everybody, left leg over the right. This hand, just bring it around. Yeah. Yeah. Reach for the thumb. That's right. That's right. Grab the thumb. Fine. Okay. Anything you can get. Sit down, everyone. Twist like ropes. Perfect. Now, line up in the center, hands, elbows, knees, and feet below the nose. Sit down more. You can do it. Keep your eyes steady. Breathing normally. Upper body comes back one more at the end. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. We take a little tiny break. If you need a sip of water, please go ahead. My friend with the poor internet, no problem. I understand. All right. Hopefully next time we can see you. Jessica, December, like, what weekish? I don't believe in due dates. I believe in due months, but are you at, like, 8? Okay. Okay, 34 and a half. All right. Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, it's great you're keeping up practicing. If you can, time-wise, even increase the frequency with less intensity, because some things change so fast at this point. It's like every day you wake up with a new joint system and everything, and But that's if you increase the frequency, you don't have to be so intense about it. You just kind of gently move the new body as it changes. Okay, if you can. I know you got everything going on too. Okay, everybody, standing head to knee pose. Feet together nicely, take a nice deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Now concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push your left knee back until the leg is perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally all over the left foot. That's great, Steve, exactly like that. You're just going to keep holding the posture. One day you will get the foot, and then when you do, inhale breathing, right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Everybody, at every stage, hold the stomach in. Standing leg locked, balancing on the one leg. Now take a deep breath, kick your right heel forward, flexing your foot back from the ankle. All 5 toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Stay on one leg, please, eyes don't move. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Change again, undo the arms. Good, Yumiko, bend the right knee, feet together. To stand on one leg, just to stand on one leg, all right? It is a commitment, it's mostly mental. Even if you don't go very far in the posture, if you decide, I am going to stand on one leg, all right, and see what it takes to do that with normal breathing. Let's try the second set. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. You might not be able to reach the foot, but you're trying to. You're bringing the leg up, rounding the spine forward, and then steadiness, all right? In every yoga posture, in all creation, asana means you are holding a posture in stillness. Breathing always normal. Once you have the foot in your hands, inhale, breathing, left leg lift up and stretch forward. We move as little as possible in any hatha yoga class. You only move enough so that you get into the limit of the posture, and then there you are. Take a deep breath, kick the left heel forward, turning the toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle, looks good, Jessica. Once both legs are locked and you can balance there comfortably, elbows come down, but relax your shoulders, please. Keep them away from the ears. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Very nice steadiness, Wendy. Change again, arms straighten, chest up. Looks good, Nicole. Left foot down, arms down. There's less of the wavering, Nicole, just then. It's looking more steady. That's great. Okay, second set, everybody. Take a deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, or you're halfway to picking up the foot. It counts for 100% benefit when you go to whatever limit the body presents. Okay, you have an honest effort, you get an honest limit. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up and stretch forward. If the mind limits you in a way that's not actually with the body, then the limit will be different. It may not be the actual limit. So you have to, moment by moment, concentrate and try again. Once both legs are locked, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once your elbows go below the calf muscle, you can tuck your chin to the chest. Suck in your stomach. That's good, Wendy. A little more from the ankle. Heel forward, toes back. Heel forward, toes back. Pull on the toes, toes back. That's very good. Hold it. To get out of it, bring the head up. You got it, Nicole. Then arms straight, chest up. Very nice. Right foot down. Looks like you're getting a sunrise, Wendy, over there. Just a little bit of low sun from far away. Yes? Okay. Last one. Take a deep breath. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Exactly 2 inches below the toes. Go ahead. Standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire leg is parallel to the floor. Very nice. Now pick one point to look at, everybody. Eyes don't move. Once both legs are locked, elbows come down, but careful that you don't hunch the shoulders, please. Keep the shoulders down, stomach in. Once your elbows go below the calf muscle, you got it, so tuck your chin to the chest. Maintain the contraction on the top of your left thigh, 5. You can head to the knee, 4, 3. Stand tall, K, on the right leg, 1. That's right. Try one more like that. Change, everybody. Head up, arms straighten. Left foot down. Next is standing bow pulling pose. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Pretend you're holding something in your hand that you don't want to drop. Reach out to your right. Straighten your elbow and hold the ankle from the inside without turning your hand. So the palm faces out to your right. If you can't get this grip, I'll help you with how to get into it. Left arm up in front of you. And straight up towards the ceiling now, palm facing the mirror, arm touching with your ear. Inhale, breathing, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Now charge your upper body forward on the left side. Try to touch the mirror. At the same time, kick back. So you can imagine, Patty, the first thing being kicking the foot towards the wall windows behind you all the way. So you feel the right shoulder and chest get pulled back and stretch. Good body weight to the toes. So keep the body weight to the toes. Standing leg locked. Now kick up towards the ceiling until you see the foot come up over your head. Toes pointing straight up. Keep your standing leg locked, thigh muscles contracted. Bring the upper body down until the abdomen's parallel to the floor. That's really good reaching, Steve. Good. Keep trying to touch the mirror, everyone. Left armpit stretches. Left tricep skin stretches. Come down and kick. Stretch forward and kick up equally the same. Inhale, breathing, kick up one more time. Good, Amy. Weight to the toes. That's very nice. Hold it. Change again. Feet together. Arms down by your sides. Let's try the other side. Left hand up in front of you. Palm up. Imagine you're holding something in your hand you can't drop. Reach out to the left, straighten your elbow. Turn and twist upper body so you can grab the left ankle from the inside. Right arm up in front of you, arm touching with your ear. That's the exact grip, Steve. Good. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward now on the right side. Kick the left leg, left foot, back towards the wall behind you initially all the way. The kicking back starts the twist. Kick back, Patty, not up. Just think, kick the wall behind you. Kick straight back, kick straight back, kick straight back. What it's going to do is bring your back hand further away from your front hand. So your two hands are the maximum distance. The fingertips of each hand are the maximum distance from each other. Keep the standing leg locked. Bring your upper body down until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Look straight ahead in the mirror, everybody. Bring the right shoulder even more forward till the right shoulder touches with the chin. Left shoulder back to get two shoulders in one line. Now take a nice deep breath. Bring the body down. Kick up a little bit more. Keep kicking. Don't stop kicking. Change, please. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Okay, I'll just show the kick back really quick. Okay. I'm holding my foot. My left arm is up. Here, I'm not going to kick back. That was not kicking back. I was pushing my foot into my hand a little bit, but I wasn't kicking back. Now I'm going to kick back. That's the kick back action. Can you see it? This hand got pulled back. This hand went forward. The first time when I did it, you see where my back hand is? It's just kind of there. So I want it to go this way. It pulls this back. Okay, once you kick back all the way, then you can kick up. Okay, but we got to get that backwards motion. So you can try it, second set. Does that make some sense? Okay. Right hand up, palm facing up, turn it out. Hold the ankle from the inside, left arm up in front of you. Knees together to start with. You got it. Now inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin for 20 counts. Charge forward. 19. Kick back. 18. At first, 17. You may lose the balance. 16. 15. That's right, Helen. 14. Right arm behind you. 13. 12. That's right. 11. You're fine. 10. Keep the standing leg locked. 9. 8. I want you to twist the upper body. 8. Body down and kick. 7. Now kick up. 6. Kick up more. 5, body down and kick, 4, keep the eyes steady, 3, keep kicking, 2, kick up one more, 1. Good, Patty, I saw that. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Kicking back is first and then you kick up, just to be clear. It's not kicking back forever. Eventually you're kicking the foot straight up over the standing foot, okay? Left hand up in front of you, turn it out, hold the ankle. All 5 fingers together, right arm up in front of you, palm facing the mirror. All right. Knees together to start. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Charge forward and kick back. So you realize the hands, your fingertips of each hand go in opposite direction. Front arm goes forward. The back hand goes back. Kick all the way back. Left shoulder back. Left shoulder gets pulled back, but you can also, on purpose, twist your upper body to the left side. Kick all the way back. If you fall a little bit, charge a little more forward. If you fall forward, kick up more. Kick back more. Now bring the body down from the hip joint till abdomen is parallel to the floor. 5. Take a deep breath. 4. 3, body down and kick, 2. Keep kicking straight up. One. Change again. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Okay, very nice, everybody. Next is balancing stick. Front row, you can step to the back of the mat so you have room in front of you. Inhale, breathing, everyone. Arms over the head sideways. Go ahead and get your same grip as half moon. Interlace fingers, pointer fingers up, and chin up, please. Big step onto your right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now bring your upper body down and left leg up. Don't come down much, Helen. Keep your arms up with your ears. Arms up with your ears. Bring the arms up to the starting position. There you go. You're not going to drop the arms. Just bick the leg up 1 inch. There you go. Come down, everyone, to make a capital letter T shape. Body weight to the toes, stomach in, stretch forward. Go forward. Try to touch the mirror. That's a good one. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Take a nice deep breath. Big step onto the left foot. Stand up tall. Get your back foot off of the floor. That might be the limit right now. Then next step is to come down. But stand on one leg first. Keep your arms up, Tracy. You can do it. Squeeze palms. You can do it. Chest down, leg up. Body down, leg up. Without dropping the arms, bring the chest down. Without dropping the arms, try to touch the mirror. Lock the back leg. Stretch the toes to the back wall. Change. Nice one, Kim. Feet together. Take a deep breath. Arms down by your sides. For the most part, you do not need to try to stretch anything. Okay, sometimes I say stretch and stretch and stretch, but what I'm really saying is contract and pull the body in opposite directions, and the stretch is a result. Your effort isn't stretching. Your effort is moving, contracting, and holding. And yeah, you feel a stretch. And yes, sometimes I say stretch. Okay, I understand. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Get your grip, chin up. Big step onto the right foot, lock both legs. Now you can just stand here on one leg without coming down and use every muscle in your body to keep it stretching up, balancing. Inhale, only then come down. That's it. Squeeze hands, palms, squeeze. Lock your elbows, arms pressed with the head. Lock the back leg, knee straight, five, body down, four, three. Yes, take your hands forward, two. Yes, the toes to the back wall, one. Inhale, come up, very nice. Last one, chin up, arms back, big step onto the left foot, lock both legs. Just stand on one foot and try to touch the ceiling. Stand on one foot and try to touch the ceiling. That's the posture. Then sure, you can come down, I don't mind. But first the balance and the strength, and then how far you go is really the last thing. Chest down, leg up, five, body down, four, you got it, Patty, three. Suck in your stomach, two, hold it in, one. Inhale, breathing, come up, very nice, feet together. Arms down by your sides. Okay, standing separate leg stretching is next. You can step on the carpet to the left side of the mat. Feet together nicely. Help yourself. Inhale, breathing, arms over your head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Two heels in one line, please. Feet slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture. Suck in your stomach. This is a lot you've already done before you even start the stretching. Come forward into the posture, please. Look forward, weight forward to the toes. All the way towards the mirror, looking in the mirror the whole time. When you can't see yourself in the mirror, then bring the hands down. Initially, you might have to put the hands on the floor, and eventually you will grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. Kneecaps lifted, the fronts of your thighs contracted with the legs straight. In other words, legs locked. Throughout the entire posture. Then you can pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Roll forward, chin forward, look forward. Touch your head to the floor between the feet. Looks good, Sarai. Very good. Everyone, thighs contracted. Good, Elaine. Suck in your stomach and breathe smoothly. Change again. Bring your arms out and head up. Slowly come up. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Regardless of the level of how far you could go, the depth or the flexibility, you just put your body upside down. You put the torso, lungs, spine, spinal cord, spinal fluid, brain upside down. You changed a lot of things. You held it and you breathed. It's amazing. It puts different pressure on the lungs, different pressure on the abdominal and pelvic organs, internal massage. Second set, inhale, arms over the head. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. All right, lock the legs, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, then forward towards the mirror. All right, so this business about this class being a shortcut. How many years and time and money and pills and often surgeries we've had. Okay. Still we're looking for something. Keep the legs locked. Still there's something we want to heal. Whether it's mental, whether it's stress, whether it's physical, chronic, or relatively new. Go ahead, stretch the body down. Grab the heels, pull on the heels, stretching the whole spine down. Good arms, Wendy. Keep reaching out like that. It's very nice. The whole body slides down towards the floor. Looks good, Nicole. Yeah, good, Nicole. Yes, very good. Now bring the head straight down to the floor right between the feet. Breathe smoothly, everybody. Only the breath moves, nothing else. To change, bring your head up and arms out. Slowly come up. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over the head. Arms down to the sides. Lynn, how old are you, my dear? Lynn is 8, and she is just watching the standing posture so intently. She's going to join when we're on the floor. If you get inspired, you're welcome to try a posture standing, okay? You're doing great. Triangle pose is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back behind the chest, lift your chest up, turn the right foot all the way out to your right. As soon as the foot is turned, bend your right knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Try to get the right thigh parallel to the floor, hips down. Now arms back, opening up the chest. Take a deep breath, tilt your upper body to the right. So the right arm goes straight down in front, or really on the inside of the right knee. Left arm straight up towards the ceiling. Push your knee back with help of the arm so you're aiming and one day touching exactly between the big toe and second toe. Push the knee back, sorry, a little bit more. There you go. That's right. Now turn your head, everyone, chin to the left shoulder to get the profile of your face visible in the mirror. Both butt cheeks, two butt cheeks push forward towards the mirror. Stretch your top hand up, bottom hand down. Sit down a little bit more. Touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Spine and legs, Kay and Amy, very good spine in line with the straight leg. Push your hips forward, everybody, arms back. Turn the left foot all the way out to the left. Make sure two heels are in one line and the left foot is turned all the way out to the left side wall. Bend your left knee and sit down so your knee and foot point in exactly the same direction. Now your right toes, everybody, can turn in a little bit. Tracy, right toes can turn in a little bit. There you go. Get your hips all the way down. Arms back, take a deep breath. Everybody tilt the upper body, left side. Left arm down, right arm up. Looks good, Amy. Push the left knee back towards the wall behind you. Sit down in order to touch the toes. Make sure the left elbow does not ever go below the knee. So you have to lift up the whole upper body torso waistband to keep a big gap triangle between left thigh and left armpit. Sue looks good. Chin to the right shoulder, everybody. You can bring the back of the head where you'd have the ponytail, Jessica, around. There you go. Over bottom shoulder. Stretch up and down equally the same. Sit down. Touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle, left toes turn forward. Inhale, feet together, arms over your head, and arms down by your sides. Very good. Stand tall, shoulders relaxed. Any birthdays today? Any questions on triangle? You need to see anything. Okay, let's try a second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, big step out to the right. Arms down immediately, parallel to the floor, palms face down. Everybody take a deep breath, exaggerate. Two butt cheeks, push forward, arms back. Lift the chest up, turn your right foot all the way out to the right, bend your right knee. Left toes can turn in a little bit. Make sure you have a big step. There's one distance of step that is what we're headed for. Careful not to go any wider. Veronica, sit down all the way. There you go. Now, palms forward, chin to the left shoulder, begin. The feet will not slide when you learn how to use the thighs, and here's how to use the thighs. Push the right foot firmly down as if you're pushing the floor away from you to keep the upper body lifted and the right leg strong. Then the straight leg also pushes firmly to the floor. I want you to take the top of your head and chest breastbone and pull or stretch them out in one straight line away from the left heel. So get your hips down more, upper body up. Stretch up and down equally the same. Turn and twist upper body back. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out to the left. Number one, two heels in one line. Number two, left foot turned all the way out. Bend your left knee. And then the number three thing we've got to do for the setup is make sure the left knee is going directly in the same direction over the toes. All right. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder, begin. The right toes will often need to turn in so you can get the left knee back. Push the left knee back. Chin to the right shoulder. That's it. So right, lock the right leg. Strong right leg. Good, Veronica. Right thigh contract. Right outer hip contract. Two butt cheeks forward towards the mirror. This is a good one, Veronica. Now stretch up and stretch down. Sit down more. Get your hips down, everybody. Hips down, hips down. Touch your toes. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Excellent. Turn the left toes in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. We're almost to the end of the standing postures, everyone. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. Take a deep breath, lift your toes, turn on the heels to the right side of the room. Now, before you do anything, make sure the heels are lined up. If the right foot has kind of crisscrossed over the back foot, the hips will not work in this posture. So right foot can slide to the right a couple of inches. Bring your left hip forward a few times so both hips are in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, breathing slowly. Round your spine by sucking in the stomach, tucking the chin to the chest, and bring your forehead to the right knee. If you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up. If you use that stripe, Steve, on the floor and put two heels on this one of the stripe here, it'll help you line up everything above it. Great, good. All right, now if you can't get the head to the knee, bend the knee up a little bit. Push your fingertips into the floor. Yeah, make sure that back heel doesn't go towards the back wall too much. And the back toes actually can turn out quite a bit. It'll make it a little easier to keep the foot flat on the floor. Good. Lock the front leg a couple of times. Arms and head together. Slowly come up. Once you're standing up all the way, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. I'll show you what I mean with the feet. So if the front heel's on the line, back foot can either be on the line or even to the side of it. What we don't want is this, okay? So either two heels on the line or just slightly wider. Then this hip can come forward. These back toes can turn out like this. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale. Go down front side. Bring your forehead to the left knee. Stomach in. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Eyes open. Maximum compression of the throat. So bring the chin, even if your head, let's say your head just cannot touch your knee, tuck your chin to the chest all the way. So you compress the front of the throat, excellent for thyroid, parathyroid tissues, and all of the blood vessels going to and from them. Lock the front leg a couple of times, inhale, slowly come up. The slower you go, the more strength you build. That's one of the things to understand. Turn and face the mirror, right foot to the left, arms down. In this class, we have concentration, breathing, muscle control, okay? Not just can I attack the posture and be there, right? How to get into it with control is going to help you in many, many ways when you leave the room. Let's do second set. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross the thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. It's a pretty big step. Turn on your heels. Lift the toes. Turn on your heels. Then make sure the heels are lined up. Back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward. That looks good, Steve. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin with the chin tucking. Look at the chest or the abdomen and bring your forehead to the knee. If needed, the knee can bend to the forehead. Hands in front of your right foot. Push your fingertips into the floor. Back leg locked, back heel pressing down. Breathe smoothly. Looks good, Sue. Very good round spine. If your hands have separated, bring just the right hand in front of the right foot and stay there. Just hold for a second. Then, little by little, the left hand can walk over and meet the right hand. Everyone keep the chin tucked. Suck in your stomach. Push the knee back one more. Lock the right leg and very slowly come up. Keep the chin tucked. You can do it. Chin tucked. Chin is tucked all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Now arms and head up. Okay. Turn all the way around. Try it. See what happens. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up first, then tuck the chin. Then bring the arms out, reaching. Good upper back, Amy. Forehead to the left knee. Or you can bend the knee up a little bit. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Good wide step, Patty. You got it. Now you can push the back heel to the floor to shift more body weight to the front foot. This will bring the left hip up a little more, a little higher, and right hip down in order to get two hips in one line parallel to the floor. Hold steady. However far you can go, just hold still and breathe normally. Lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale and slowly come up. Keep the chin tucked. Pressing, pressing, pressing. Okay, arms and head up. Nice job. Turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Next, we have tree pose. You can step to the mat where we started. Toes and heels touching each other. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand underneath at the toes with your left. Once your heel's all the way at the top of the thigh, make sure it doesn't slip or slide down. You can very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and push it back to get two knees in one line from the side view. Push your two butt cheeks forward. Standing leg, solid concrete lamppost, unbroken. Good. Stretch your whole spine straight up towards the ceiling. Two shoulders in one line, relaxed. You can bring the right hand first in front of the chest. If still, you can balance. Bring the left hand up. If the foot slips or slides at all, please continue to hold the foot with your left hand. Just stand as tall as possible. Change. Right foot down, arms down. Very steady, Wendy. Good. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and underneath at the toes with your left. The right elbow will bend a little bit, all right, to get the foot up in position. Keep it bent so the foot can't slip. This is one of the, it's not really a trick, but it changes things. It helps the whole posture work better. Then slowly, gently, left knee can come down. That's it, Wendy. You can let go with the left hand anytime, but if you keep the right elbow bent as you're bringing the left knee down and back, it will prevent the foot from sliding. You'll get a better angle of the knee, but please gentle with the knee. If you ever feel a pinch or a sharp spot in the knee, back off a little. All right, suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. First, the left hand in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone. If you can balance there comfortably, right hand up, palms together. Change again. Nice, Kim. Left foot down, arms down. Now for toe stand, begin in tree pose. Right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Very slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping your standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Then shift your body weight to the fingertips. Lower the hips down towards the heel. Arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down. To get two knees in one line parallel to the floor, suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. You can balance here comfortably. Bring the left hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance here, bring the right hand up, palms together. Hands to the floor in front of you, push your hips back up, grab the foot and ankle, standing back up in tree pose. Finish up the tree pose. There are contractions here, stomach in, leg locked, knee back. Tree pose change. Right foot down, arms down. All right, last one, everyone. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips. Sit down on the heel. Arms around to the sides of the body. Left toes point to your right, left knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach. The whole spine stretches up. Left knee down, left toes pointed. Tremendous strength of lifting the chest and spine. Shoulders stay down. One at a time. Right hand can come in front of the chest and then the left hand up. Palms together. Toe stand, hands to the floor. Take your time. Push your hips up. Grab the foot. Go back to tree pose. And finish up a nice tree pose for a second. Tree pose, you can change. Left foot down, arms down. Excellent. Next is Savasana. Please turn around, relax on your back. Head towards the mirror if you're in the hot room. Feet towards the back wall. If you're at home, if you can adjust the camera. If possible, I'd like to see the side view of your mat and your spine and legs. If that's impossible, a diagonal view. If still that doesn't work, head towards the camera. Lie down on your back. Heels touch each other. Arms down by your sides. Inhale smoothly and exhale smoothly. All right, Lynn, welcome to class. Now you're officially here, right? Wonderful. This is a great time to start, Lynn. This is just wonderful. Between 6 and I'd say 8 or 9 is just golden time to start. Floor series practice. And then when you work up to it and you want to do the standing, you know, around 10, 11, that's usually a nice time. Sometimes 12, it depends on the person. Breathe smoothly by the nose. I certainly didn't start at that age, but it's nice if you know somebody. It's just a wonderful thing to have before you start all the changes of growth. Patty, did you have a question, or are you just trying to get your camera set up? Okay. Great to see you again. Focus on your breathing. The thing about the shortcut of this class is you can get instantaneous benefit in the direction of your whole system relaxing, all right? That I think we are striving, you know, so much that we do in life, we want to, I don't know, be happy, satisfied. But maybe what we really want is just to feel good, okay? So a lot of what we're doing is, you could call it misplaced, even though it's fun along the way, and, you know, sometimes it's perfectly harmless, but the shortcut of this class is you can have seconds and minutes at a time that build up to be large portions of the class in such a state. You feel like you have absolutely everything you need. You know that very little to nothing outside of you is going to improve your state of being. It's you and your breathing that changes and improves and transforms your state of being. And this is why I'm calling this a shortcut, because how many other things have we tried that are external in the world, whether it's medicine or entertainment, right? Thinking we'll get, I just want to be happy. Well, here we are. I'm so happy I'm lying down on the floor after that very difficult situation, standing, sweating, balancing on one leg. This is amazing. I don't need anything. Maybe a little water. That would be heaven too. Maybe a little, you know. It's so great. Let's begin wind removing pose. Everybody right leg lift up. Hold the leg exactly 2 inches below your knee. All 10 fingers deeply interlaced with your thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. And here's the thing. That, what I'm describing is accessible to absolutely everybody. You don't even need to have a leg, okay, to concentrate. Or an arm or something, right? You just have your aliveness, your focus, and you use it. Change, please. Right leg lower, down, arms down. Left leg lift up. All you do, all you need to do, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, is breathe smoothly to the best of your ability and move with the words. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look down the center line of the body. Try to keep both sides of the upper back on the floor. Two shoulders on the floor. Pull a little harder. Absolutely freeze. Change again. Left leg lower, down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Grab your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grip, compact position, feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Bring the head back to the floor. You got it, Lynn. Yep, you'll roll at first. Over time, over practice, when you tuck the chin, bring the shoulders to the floor and suck in your stomach. Over time, everybody, the spine is going to be more flat on the floor. More of the spine bones, more of the soft tissue of your back will be on the floor. Change, arms and legs down. Back to Savasana, heels touch each other, palms face up. Inhale smoothly by the nose, exhale smoothly by the nose. Let's begin second set. Right leg lift up, interlace your fingers, grab 2 inches below the knee, pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Now the leg that's out straight on the floor, please flex that foot back from the ankle. Not only to get the calf muscle down towards the floor, but to lengthen and stretch the front or top of the left hip and thigh, and also to help the thigh bone be aligned better. Pull the knee on the right leg, hold it. Change, right leg lower down, arms down briefly. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs, get a nice deeply interlaced grip. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Avoiding the rib cage, elbows in close to the sides of the body, excellent posture for digestion and elimination here. And even for a little higher, the upper abdominal organs, the stomach itself benefits. Pull the knee. Now the leg that's out straight, flex the right foot from the ankle. Hold it. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down by your sides. Immediately both knees up. Grab your elbows each other. A couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grip, compact position, feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Head is on the floor. Tuck your chin. Look straight down the center line of the body. That's it. Shoulders, if they've hunched, bring them down. That's good, Jessica. Hold steady, chin down, freeze. Now you can change. Jessica, I didn't see your first set, but you can also do that soles of the feet together for one of the sets where you hold soles of the feet, push the knees towards the back wall. That's just a really good one at this stage in the next month. Yes, for one set. You can do one set what you did and then one set like this. Yeah, really good. Yes. And you can pull the heels kind of straight down towards the body. Elbows push the knees towards the back wall, where the back wall would be in the room. Yeah, good. Take your time and change when you're done. We're going to do the sit-up, everybody. Feet together, flex. Arms over your head, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Head to the knees. Cobra pose is next. Turn around, lie down on your front side. We're going to do four postures, strengthening your spine, improving the breathing. All right. Strengthening the lower body a little bit, too. Bring your hands right underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue it down. Distribute the weight equally the same all over hands, palms. So you can slide your hands, Steve W., about 6-8 inches that way. Keep going. Keep going. I'll tell you when to step. One more. There. Excellent. You're going to push the palms down. Everyone, legs locked. Tops of the feet on the floor. Kneecaps do not touch the floor when you really straighten and contract the legs. Now inhale, breathing, upper body lift up using 100% back strength. Everybody come up. Everybody go up. Push your palms down. Lift your chin up. Lift your chest up. Come up until everything above the belly button is in the air, but the belly button touches the floor. Elbows at a 90-degree angle. Good, Lynn. That's right. Now elbows reach down and back towards the hips to drop your shoulders down. Lift your chin up. Eyes up. Look up. Go up. More up. Change again. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels fall open, please. Second set. Hands, same position. The hands, I want you to tuck them underneath the chest. So if someone were walking around or on the ceiling, and they look down from above, your hands would be invisible to them. Okay, so the pinky finger is right in line with the deltoids, not sticking out. Legs locked, feet together. Inhale, upper body lift up. Please begin. Keep your belly button on the floor. Everything above the belly button in the air. Elbows stay bent at a 90-degree angle, so you can push the hands down, but the arms never straighten, except for Jessica's doing a different one, so she has straight arms. Everyone else, elbows bent. You can try to get the knees straight. Jessica, pushing the heels towards the back wall, just to where you can. There you go. Chest up, shoulders down, everybody. Chest up, shoulders down. Chin up, shoulders down. Hold it. Change again. Chin to the floor. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Was that feeling like too much for the low back, Jessica, or too much? Okay. Got it. Okay. You know, when I tell you try to straighten the legs, you could just do it halfway. You know, you can kind of feel where's the limit of it. Or, you know, it's still even good just to have that back bend. But feel free to, you know how, you understand how to do this. Do less. Okay. All right, everybody. Locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath the body so that the pinky fingers are one day touching each other side by side. Chin all the way forward on the floor. Lock your right leg. Everybody lift the right leg up. Come up to a 45-degree angle with the right leg. Knees straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor with your fingertips. Push the palms down. Everybody, upper thigh lift up. A little bit higher, a little bit more up, a little bit go up. A change. Right leg lower down. Make sure the chin is straight ahead on the floor. Look at yourself or towards yourself in the mirror. Lock your left leg. Good, Lynn. Point the toes. Left leg lift up. That's right. Look straight ahead. Push your fingertips down. Push the palms into the floor. Nice one, Kim. Now upper thigh lift up. Everybody go up. Everybody more up. Everybody lift up. Change. Left leg lower down. Very nice. Now turn your head in. So the mouth is on the towel. Readjust your arms a little bit. You got the grip correct, Lynn. Now, palms are down, fingertips are down on the floor. Everybody inhale, both legs lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up. Nice, Amy, you got it. Good, Kay. Legs up, go up. You got it, Patty. Push the hands down, come up more up. You can do it. Push the hands down. Even the hips are going to come up. Squeeze thighs and lift up. Slowly lower the legs. You guys online, these look great. Take your arms out to both sides. Turn your head to the right. Any questions at all? Everything looks great, you guys. Let's do second set. First, flip the hands over so your palms are on your mat. Yes, Steve, you got it. That's right. And then just see how far they can go underneath you. They might not go far at all. Some people's hands start out to the sides. Other Steve's hands are to the sides. You can sort of see what he's doing. See how they're out a little? That's fine. They might hurt a little bit at the beginning, and that's okay too. Chin on the floor. Lock your right leg. Everybody come up. 10, go up. 9. 8, push hands down, 7, 6, you got it, Lynn, 5, keep the leg locked, 4, lift up, 3, little bit higher, 2, 1, so good, right leg lower down, lock your left leg, point the toes, left leg lift up, 10 counts, begin, 9, 8, knee straight, 7, 6, push palms down, 5, 4, a little bit higher, 3, lift up, 2, 1, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust your arms. You can try to get the arms closer to each other, or elbows a little straighter, or a little of both. They might not actually go that way, but you try. Mouth on the towel. Make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. Inhale, breathing, both legs lift up. Everybody come up. Everybody go up. Struggle a little bit, squeezing the legs. Come up more up. You got it, Sarai. Lift up the legs. 5, go up more. 4, lift up. 3, you got it, Lynn. 2, even the hips are going to come up. 1, lower the legs. Wow, Lynn, that was great. Nice going. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the left side. That was a nice one. Next is locust pose. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to both sides. Straight out from the shoulders. All 5 fingers together. Thumbs touching with your index fingers. No space between the fingers. All right, everybody, legs together as if you have one leg, one cobra tail. Do not open it. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. So arms up, everybody, chest up, Veronica, chest up, go up, chest up, inhale, chest up, keep going, chest up. Arms are as high as fingertips in line with top of the head, so keep going, arms up. Now legs locked, legs up, everybody go up, exhale, come up one more at the end. Change again, hands, chin, and feet land gently. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other, heels fall open. Second set, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides, all 5 fingers together on each hand, legs and feet together. This is a tremendous posture for the upper back or middle spine, thoracic spine. When you improve that part of the spine, you improve the rib cage. When you improve the rib cage, you improve your lungs. So this is a breathing posture, okay, just like the rest. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. When we bend particular parts of the spine, remember particular the organs move in a particular ways, and then you breathe there in total stillness. So there's a circulatory effect, there's a breathing effect, there's a viscera, abdominal organ effect. Come up a little higher. Lift your chin up. Good, Patty. Now take one more deep breath, and as you exhale, come up, squeeze, and lift one more. Change. Lower down. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. If you're challenged or having a particular struggle, whether it's regular or one day, with staying in the posture until the end of it, like let's say you hold for 10 seconds and you're always thinking, God, I just can't hold this one anymore. Most of the time, all right, most of the time it's because we stopped breathing well. Or we didn't figure out how to breathe well yet. Maybe you didn't do it yet. That's okay. So focus on smooth breathing because the time that passes, we want to maximize the time that passes in stillness. Remember I said we have to move to get into a posture, right? But then you want to try the posture technique and stay there. Even if you're only going half as high. Sometimes we have to leave because we do too much and something hurts. That's understandable, but then you learn from it and it's like, okay, maybe I need 80% of that one. Even though my mind is saying you must do 110%, you know, you got to have that conversation. But anyway, maybe 80% is appropriate so that you can hold it and breathe smoothly. Bow posture, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside, couple of inches below the toes. Yoga is a process of figuring out your own self, okay? We're trying challenging things. We're getting all kinds of healing in the process. We're also figuring out, what are my patterns? Are they real, or is something being made up that I can change? All right, inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. So much of what the mind says, or that voice in the head, whatever you want to call it, so much of what it says is not based in actual events right now, okay, it's based on past and conditioning, all kinds of things. So we just try to get clear in the present moment. Push the hands up, push the feet up. Everybody kick up, backward bending. That's good, Lynn. Knees up, thighs up, look up towards the ceiling, kick up. Change again, chin and knees come down. Bring your arms down by your sides, turn your head to the right. Now, if what's being said to you in your head or whatever, however you want to phrase these things, if it is coming from the past, it's all fine and well, then great to figure out why and process it. Well, good. We got to do that. But in the moment of yoga, yoga's doing something a little bit different. It's just right now, let's be right here. Set it aside for a second. You can get back to it when it's appropriate and helpful. But in the moment of the posture, it's a very simple thing we're doing. It's not easy, but it's simple. Simple discipline of, I am inhaling, I'm kicking, I'm looking up, I'm kicking, I'm whatever you're doing. You want to sort of be completely absorbed into what you're doing. The challenge of the class helps, and the heat of the class helps. The extra challenge of the class pushes us to be more in the present moment concentrating. That's another reason this class is a shortcut, okay? It demands more concentration than otherwise. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside. Thank goodness, right? At first we complain, we're like, oh, it's hard, oh my gosh, but it's such a blessing. Hold the feet just below the toes, all five fingers together. Inhale, breathe in, kick up and look up, because if we can continue to get away with staying in the past, right, or in the conditioning, we're held back from a yoga situation. So right now, chin up, inhale, eyes up, inhale, kick up. Now figure out how to breathe smoothly at the top of your kick. Five, roll forward a little bit, four, that's great, Nicole. Three, hands and feet press up. Two, everybody look up, kick up. One, nice one, Steve C. Bring the chin, arms down, turn your head to the left. Next is fix firm pose. Please push yourself up, everyone. Come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. Now, if the knees or feet hurt in this posture, there's ways that we can still do the posture. So I'll look out for you. All right. Lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet and lower your hips to the floor. And if they don't go to the floor, you just sit halfway down. Make sure your heels are touching the outsides of the hips, no gap between. Once you can sit down comfortably on the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Right elbow down, left elbow down. Top of the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body on the floor. If you feel quite a bit of stretch, my new friend Steve, you can just hang out right there. There's no rush to go to the floor behind you, okay? Now, if you are all the way back on the shoulders, bring your arms over the head, grab your elbows each other. Pull your forearms into the floor. Lynn, that's very nice. Tuck your chin to the chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, creating a perfect human bridge. Change, please. Bring your hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up, chest up. Spine straight in the middle, chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. Part of why the yoga is a shortcut into the state of existence where you are just so fine, all right, also has to do with the nature of the voice in your head. Once you solve one problem from the past, new problems are getting created in that voice in your head realm, in the present, because the present becomes the past. And then the mind is still very chatty, chaotic, processing, right? So you can work through the content by yourself with books, with help. It's wonderful. You can work through it. But the point is more content is going to get created. Things happen in life that are challenging and stressful. There are going to be new things to work through. So please feel free to do all of that. But what we're doing in here is just getting into a state of total concentration. In that state of total concentration, you're not only largely free of all the processing from the past, but you're not creating new stuff. However much time you spend totally in the present moment, you're not creating new stuff that you have to process later. You're just here, breathing, kicking, whatever. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath, or the voice in your head isn't creating, whatever you want to call it. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. Let's go right into half tortoise posture, everyone. We'll just skip the first or second set of fixed firm. Sit on the heels at the back of the mat, knees and feet together. Take a deep breath, please. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Hips touch the heels. Come forward. Stretch forward. Try to touch the mirror. Forehead touching the floor. Pinky fingers touching the floor. Nice, Kay. Very good control. Great control, Wendy, with upper back. Forehead and fingers touch the floor at the same time, Wendy. Jess, that's great. Now suck in your stomach. Squeeze the palms together. Slide the arms forward, fingertips getting closer to the mirror, and wrists in the air. Yumiko, very nice. You do not need to lift the shoulders or do anything in particular with the shoulders. You just stretch the arms, fingertips forward, and the shoulder blade scapula will get pulled forward to their degree. Keep the hips as close as possible to the heels, everybody, even if the forehead does not touch the floor. So you can bring the hips back, Steve W., towards the feet, a little bit more. walking back more and more and more until the knees go almost bent all the way. Arms and head together, inhale, breathing, come up. Yeah, even more, that's not too much. Arms down by your sides, turn around, relax on your back. Did that make sense, Steve? Okay. Now, some people's foreheads don't touch the floor at first. All right, you're just going to have the fingers and the feet and knees on the floor, and then you'll get, what we're trying to get in half tortoise is this maximum decompression of the spine. So I'll talk you through the second set. Anything hurting with the knees or feet for you? Okay, great. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Second set, half tortoise. You're doing a great class. You're doing so much. Seriously, sit on the heels, arms over the head, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin. So keep your hips as close to the feet as you can. Yeah, there, exactly. Don't worry about the head touching or not. Just keep the hips down towards the heels, the side edges of the pinky fingers touching the floor, thumbs crossed, palms together, wrists in the air. And now, in order to get the stretch, this is part of why we want the hips pressing down towards the heels, is because you want the lower spine and pelvis reaching down and back while you're stretching the arms and fingertips forward. This helps to decompress and traction the spine. Now stay here. Keep the stretching forward active. Take a few deep breaths, full inhalations, smooth exhales, still while stretching forward. Now in your mind, I want you to lift the arms up first, then the head, then the upper back. Try it. Inhale, arms, head, then upper back. Lift up, spine straight as possible. Arms down by your sides. Great. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, next we have camel posture. Everyone turn around, stand up on your knees at the top of your mat, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands on the hips as a beginner, like in the back jeans pockets, and in time the hands will go up higher on the low back. Take a nice deep breath, everyone, like this. There you go, exactly. You can open the knees a little wider, push your hips forward towards the mirror. Perfect. Push your hips forward, drop the head back. Breathe very smoothly, in and out by the nose. Go back halfway, stop in the middle, breathing normally. Right arm only. Grab the right heel with the right hand, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Then only the left arm moves. Grab the left heel with the left hand, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Now take a deep breath. Exhale, push your hips forward, everybody. You may keep the hands on the hips initially. Just keep your hands up there, Lynn. That's right. Push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward. Bring your hands back up to the hips. Inhale, push hips forward, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Any questions on the backward bending? Anything at all? It's not a rule, but when you're going back in that one, if you keep your hands up on your hips or low back until approximately you can see halfway down the back wall, okay, you can gauge. It depends on which row you're in, so it's not exactly for everybody, but about half of the wall behind you, that usually means you have enough of a back bend to put a hand down and the heel will be there and then the other hand down. So we can give it a try. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right. Second set. Stand up on the knees, 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between the feet. Get your hands up like in the back jeans pockets or a little bit higher. Please take a deep breath. First, push the hips forward. Lift your chest and chin up to go back. Go back halfway. Stop in the middle. And you can keep your hands up for a while. Push hips forward. Face and head go back. If you can see about halfway down the wall, you can try. Right hand down, grab the right heel. Left hand down, grab the left heel. You can let the head drop all the way back. Backward bending of the neck is one of the best things we can do for the nerves that go all the way down across shoulders and into the fingertips. So look for your mat behind you. Push your hips forward, stomach forward, one more, thighs forward. Now get your hands back up to the hips. Inhale, push your hips up, chest up, spine straight. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Each of us has different things, different details in our body part situations. So we're going to feel some things in the postures very uniquely. Some people feel camel pose in the like armpit chest region, other people the neck, right? We all have different things we've brought to this. Whole bunch of things, movement patterns, genetic, you know, things, proportions of the body, habits of the mind, we're going to get different things according to what we need. It's going to bring up the weaknesses, bring up the shaky bits, bring up the chaotic bits, and then address them at the same time. Another reason it's a shortcut, because we observe and diagnose, not in a medical like, oh, you have this problem, but you observe and say, here it is. At the exact same time, you're providing improvement, transformation, healing to that thing. So you don't have to go one place for the observation diagnosis and another place to handle it. It's happening at the same time when you try a posture with your mind on the posture. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. All right, rabbit pose is next. Turn around, sit on the heels. You may watch the first set of this one, Stephen, because we can't turn the head. Okay, grab the soles of the feet. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. If you want to watch one, Lynn, you may. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, go down front side. When you get the grip, I'll describe the grip for those of you watching. You can see, go ahead, lift your hips up towards the ceiling. Your thumbs are on the outside, the fingers are on the inside, and your palms are on the heel. Make sure you do not turn your head once the head is on the floor. Lift your hips up, roll forward, creating a stretch all over the spine. That's good, Sarai. Sarai has her hands on the floor, which is the other option. The palms can push down right next to the head to support the neck, if you can see her all the way over here with the black top. Okay, lower the hips back down to the heels. Inhale, breathing, come up. Sarai, that looks great. Turn around, relax on your back. So it's one or the other, right? You can either grab the, ideally we grab the heels, but if you cannot grab the heels, hands are right next to your head to support the neck so you don't roll over on it too much or put too much body weight on it. Okay, feet together, flex, arms over your head. Take a deep breath in, full inhalation. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. Second set, rabbit pose, turn around. Sit on the heels, grab the soles of the feet. If you can't grab the feet yet, put your hands close to where you will grab them. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Begin, please, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, round the spine forward, suck in your stomach, try to get your forehead touching the knees. Now it might not touch, just bring it as close as you can. Good, Wendy, very nice. Now keep your forehead and knees together like glue, lift your hips up. If your knees and forehead did not come together yet, good, Patty, with the feet. You can walk the knees right, left, towards the forehead. Press the feet and ankles down to the floor, everyone. Looks good, Sue. Squeeze your heels in towards each other. Nice rabbit pose spines, you guys. The shoulders can slide up a little bit away from the floor. One more stomach in. Maximum of 30% of the weight on your head. Change. Lower the hips down. You got it. Bring the body up. Turn around, relax on your back. This part, Lynn, is going to go on your knees right here. Okay? You're doing great. Lynn Forrest started coming once a week when he was 9. That's what his pattern was. And I know you live an hour away, but there's Zoom now, so... Just for your information, Elaine, some kids, they show up at 6:35 p.m. If, you know, on the weekday classes, maybe that's not in your routine, but, or weekend morning, you can actually show up in the class at the floor postures. I can give you the times. All right. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Okay, head to knee poses next. Everyone sit facing the mirror, right leg out, left leg in. If you're like, who's this wonderful youngster, Lynn? She's my niece and my sister's in class, her mom. So right leg out, left leg in. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab the right foot 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. Forehead to the right knee. Now, if you cannot get the head to the knee, you can bend your right knee up a little bit to bring the knee to the forehead. Roll in just enough with the left shoulder down to get 2 shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, everyone. Push the knee down with your forehead. Hold as still as you can. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee. Create pressure between sole of the right foot and inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left, grab the left foot. Pull the foot back. Grab just below the toes. Pull the foot back from the top of the foot below the toes. Tuck your chin to the chest and go down front side, forehead to the left knee. Then push your knee down with the forehead so the leg straightens out. You can try to get your head in closer to the stomach. Right shoulder down, roll in, roll in. That's right, Yumiko. Now right elbow can come down and in a little bit. Eventually the elbows will touch both sides of the calf muscle and then very gently touch the floor. You got it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the leg straight out in front of you. lie back for your sit-up. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the big toes. Now for this posture, you can bend the knees as much as you need to. You're going to use these first two fingers, thumbs on top. Grab the big toes with the first two fingers and thumb. You can see the grip line here with the hands. Two fingers, they wrap around the big toe, and then walk your hips back. Just do your best for today. Walk your hips back 10, 15 times to get the legs eventually straight. You can grab even the ankles for now, okay? Flex both feet back from the ankles. Everybody, all 10 toes turning in. Inhale, breathing chest up, stomach, and slowly push your knees down. Very slowly, but make sure when you're pushing the knees down, you're pulling on the big toes, more at the ankles, Veronica, flexing the feet from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Once you can get your legs locked, feet will come off the floor in the air. Then only stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Pinky toes turn back. Pull the big toes. That's it, Yumiko. Pull the toes back. Flex the feet back all the way. Inhale, breathing, come up. Excellent, you guys. Turn around, relax on your back. Any questions on those? I know they're tremendous details. Tremendous number of details. Fineness, subtlety. Here's the thing, though. We're not adding any complexity to the system. As it is, your system is amazingly complex, and we're just tapping into a little bit of it. Little bit. We're not going into, you know, stuff we can't see and feel. There's plenty of that. But right now, in this class, just by getting more connected mentally in the present moment with the body parts, we're not increasing complexity of your system. We're just realizing it. Like, oh, my foot can do those things. My fingers can do these things. My abdomen, oh, okay. It's there. We're just learning how to use it. Feet together, flex, arms over your head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. Okay, half spine twisting posture, everyone. We're going to go right into half spine twist. So in the room, you can face the left side of the room. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor, or if you need to, you can keep the left leg out straight. Put your right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee with two hips on the floor. Inhale, breathing left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Push the knee back. Turn your hand palm down, and you either grab your left knee or grab the mat next to your knee. Then right arm behind you, hand on your back, palm out. Inhale, sit up nice and tall, chest up. Turn your head to the right side. Look to the right. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae twisting. Now, if you're falling back or leaning back or hunching the back, put your hand temporarily on the floor right behind your lower spine. Push the hand into the floor to lift the chest and spine up straight. Now, stomach in, twist to the right, look all the way back. Change, please. Undo the twist, the arms, and then switch your legs. Right leg on the floor in front of you, if possible, bent, but it can be out straight. Left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee. Looks good, Nicole. Inhale, right arm up and over the left knee. Push your knee back. Turn your hand over, palm down. Grab the right knee with the right hand. Then, left arm behind you, hand on the back, palm facing out. Inhale, sit up as straight as you can. If you need some help from the left hand on the floor, make sure you're pushing the hand down and leaning up and away from the hand. Otherwise, hand on your back, palm out. Inhale, sit up tall, twist to your left side, please. Looks good, Amy. Without lifting or dropping the chin, just turn the head. Stomach in, breathe smoothly. One more twist to your left. Change again, undo the twist, the arms and legs. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. So we've done the 26 postures and one breathing exercise. We finished the class with the second breathing exercise. Feet together, flex, arms over your head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes to get up. Exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. This is where we'll put the masks back on because this is exhaling by the mouth forcefully. So if you could do that, please, and then sit on the heels. Put your hands on the thighs. Now, in this breathing exercise, this is very good for digestion, elimination, but also for the blood, for the oxygen CO2 situation. We're going to remove excess CO2 from the blood quickly. It's normal if you feel slightly lightheaded, okay? Just try to keep going. Try to keep up with the pace. So on each clap, you're going to suck in the stomach really quick and exhale forcefully, as if you're blowing out a candle. In order to inhale, you don't inhale on purpose. You're just going to relax the abdomen. The inhale will happen automatically. Put your hands on the thighs, please. Elbows locked, shoulders relaxed. And let's begin, please. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Belly in. 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 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 exhale. Snap it in and then let it right back out. That's good, Tracy. 5, 6, 7, 8, right on the clap. 2, belly in, belly in, belly in. 6, 7, 8. Keep the chest up. Good, Helen. Shoulders down. 5, 6, 7, 8. Little more movement, Veronica. 2, 3, 4 of the abdomen. 6, 7, 8. Keep going. On each clap, you blow out another candle. 5, 6, 7, 8. Keep the chest up and the shoulders down. 5, 6, 7, 8. A little bit stronger towards the end. You can do it. Last 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody take a deep breath in. We're going to do it a little faster. Exhale, breathing. Keep elbows locked, chest up. Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep the chest up. 5, 6, 7, 8. Shoulders stay down. If you miss a few, just join in again. Try to do as many as possible on the clap. Good, Steve. That's good. Chest up. Belly goes in. Keep going. Last 5. Nice and strong. 4, 3, 2, 1. Great practice. Steve, great first class. That was amazing. Go ahead. You can turn around, relax on your back. Very nice. If you need a sip of water, go ahead, please. Wendy, it's so great to meet you. Very nice. I'm so glad. Thanks for joining class. If you have any questions, you guys online, feel free to leave them in the chat. I'll leave the meeting open for a little bit if you need anything. If you need to reach me, when I shut my video off, there's some contact info if you need anything outside of class. Anyway, please start your Savasana. You can separate the feet a little wider. Great class, Denali Daniel. All right. You can separate the hands and feet a little bit wider. Eyes closed or open is fine. Breathe smoothly in and out by the nose. I will check that chat in just 1 second. What do the shoulders do when I do camel? Sue, that's a great question. I'd like to watch you, but my general answer, Sue, is not much at all, okay? In camel pose, there's not too much deliberate action of the shoulders, but I can watch you when you're in class again to see what's going on with yours in particular. All right, concentrate on your breathing. You guys in the room, take another minute or two. Or longer if you wish. Make sure you hydrate well in the next couple of hours. Let me know if you have any questions. And I'll see you tomorrow. I can meet you up front, Steve, to explain what to do for further classes. Sue, do you want to do camel pose really quick right now, or do you want to wait till the next class? I'm watching you. Looks good so far. Okay, when you start to push the hips forward, so your wrists are going to straighten, I want you to squeeze your feet a little more firmly. The round part of the palm stays on the round part of the heel. The wrist will straighten, and you'll feel a pull or stretch across the whole front side of the body, chest, arms, shoulders, all the way to the fingertips. So it becomes a complete stretch on the front side. Keep a nice squeeze on the heels. You're both pulling and pushing palm and heel together. There's a pull because hips are coming forward. There's a push. You push the palms down, wrists straight. Okay, that's nice. That's very good. Feel free to send me a message later, Sue, if you need anything. Nice to see you, Patty. Great to meet you, Wendy. Have a great day. Jessica, practice looks awesome. Let me know if you need anything else. I'll see you guys soon.